Romans 8:20. Futility and frustration. Adam and Eve lived in the Garden of Eden. God provided everything for them. They lived in paradise and in the glory of God. But when they sinned, their relationship with God was broken, and they were put out of the Garden of Eden. Sickness and death came upon all mankind. God cursed the land and told Adam that he would have to work hard all his life to produce food to eat from the land. Think of the frustration and futility Adam and Eve must have felt. They had lived in paradise, but now were subject to a life of struggle that would end in death. They would never be restored to the life they had in the Garden of Eden. God's creation experienced something very similar because of the curse that came through Adam and Eve's sin. It impacted not just mankind, but all of creation as well. From that time until now, God's creation has not been able to fulfill its design and purpose, and thus it shares the same sense of frustration and futility as Adam and Eve. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:20. For the creation was subjected to futility, not by its own will, but because of the one who subjected it in hope. Meditation question. How was creation subjected to futility? Who subjected it to futility? The creation was subject to futility, which can also be translated vanity, emptiness, or frustration. Creation is in a state of being unable to fulfill its designed purpose because of mankind's fall into sin. The cycle of death, decay, and frustration is a consequence out of Adam and Eve's sin. God is the one who subjected the earth to the curse of death and decay because of their sin. This is recorded in Genesis 3:17-19. That's what God said to Adam. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat from it all the days of your life. Verse 18. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. Verse 19, by the sweat of your brow, you will eat food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. Creation is frustrated because its efforts are futile. It cannot be what it was made to be or function as it was designed to function. It can't live out its potential and cannot fulfill its purpose. Why did God allow creation to be polluted by the sin of mankind? Perhaps God wanted us to understand the tremendous evil power of sin. It did not just bring death to Adam and Eve, but polluted all mankind and the world God created. The first meditation question. How is the fate of creation dependent on the revelation of the sons of God? So God tied the fate of creation to that of mankind. Even though he created the world, the created world did not sin, it both suffers as a result of mankind's sin and is dependent on the redemption of mankind for its restoration. Just as the natural world has shared in the consequences of human sin, it will also share in the full glory of human redemption. God subjected creation to futility in hope that the full manifestation of the sons of God would reverse the decay and disorder in creation. The created world is waiting in eager expectation for the revelation of the sons of God. When the children of God are fully revealed, the curse of the earth will be reversed, and the universe will be set free from decay, the decay and corruption. I think most people are happy about their own redemption, but don't see its connection to the restoration of creation. In some ways, this is like being happy that you have fire insurance on your house, but not understanding the purpose of the house. The house is the family's home. It is a place of fellowship, love, and community. Similarly, God's purpose in redeeming us and making us his children is not just that we can live in luxury in a place called heaven. His purpose is to bless and govern his creation through his sons and daughters. God's plan is not that we be just inhabitants of heaven. He plans to extend the life and blessings of his kingdom throughout his creation through us. We need to see the greatness of God's plan and our place in it. We are not just like grains of sand in an endless sea of sand. By the grace of God, we are his children who are at the center of his ultimate plans for the universe. This understanding brings into focus Paul's statement in verse 18 that whatever sufferings we may face now are nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your great mercy, for your great love, and for your great plan for the universe. Thank you that we are your sons and daughters and have a central role in that plan. Give us insight and understanding. Give us perspective to understand our lives now in the light of eternity. And at the end of each study in Romans, I've shared Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Sharing the word with one another is a dynamic and essential part of Friends Bible Study. God works powerfully in our lives when we share the word with others. Much of our growth as disciples and our understanding of the scriptures comes through sharing the word. God wants to restore the sharing of the word as a lifestyle to the body of Christ.